For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Republican Congressman Christopher Collins says he will fight charges that he used insider information about a biotechnology company to make illicit stock trades. He spoke to the press after pleading not guilty to insider trading earlier in the courtroom.
As I fight to clear my name, rest assured, I will continue to work hard for the people and constituents of the 27th Congressional District of New York, and I will remain on the ballot running for re-election this November.
He accused a New York City federal court of tipping off his son about bad news and helping others avoid big losses in the company where he was a board member. In fact, he's accused of making the tip-off phone call from a White House picnic. His attorneys say they will mount a vigorous defense to clear his name. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
New U.S. sanctions coming against Russia. According to the State Department, because of that apparent assassination attempt of a former Russian agent and his daughter in Britain earlier this year. That involved a nerve agent, which is an internationally banned chemical. This against the background of President Trump's frequent compliments for Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Former Deputy CIA Director Michael Morell.
There's always been a strong difference between what the president says in public about Russia and what the administration has actually done on Russia, which is actually pretty tough. So there is divergence between words and action.
At the trial of the president's one-time campaign chairman, an IRS agent testified that Paul Manafort had more than $16 million in unreported taxable business income between 2010 and 2014. The government expects to rest its fraud case by the end of the week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A cable TV giant is the new owner of the iconic Brady Bunch house. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Discovery sharing that HGTV has won the bid for the Studio City, California house that served as the exterior for the original Brady Bunch home from 1969 to 1974. And the network reportedly plans to restore the residence to its original TV appearance. Discovery CEO David Zaslav making the announcement on the company's second quarter earnings conference call Tuesday, though not specifying a price tag for the house. He did not give a sense of what sort of program HGTV might build around the structure, nor whether Brady Bunch actors might take part in it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In a speech at the Alliance Defending Freedom Summit on Religious Liberty, Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke about the changes coming to America's judiciary, John Clemens reports.
In his speech, Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke about the Trump administration's influence over religious freedoms for all Americans and to make sure what we believe is protected if ever legally challenged.
President Trump has appointed 24 circuit judges, more than any other president at this point in history, and we've got some more to go. One out of every seven circuit judges is now Trump judge.
Sessions concluded his remarks with a promise to uphold the founders' protection of religious liberty. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.